Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week? No surprises, please.
No surprise. Well, this week in Israel, it's Baalotcha, and in the diaspora, it's Naso. So if you wanted to know something about Naso, you listen to last week's radio insights here, and I'm going to talk about Baalotcha now. Baalotcha begins with the description of the menorah, of the great candelabra that was lit in the temple, and of Aaron, the Kahai priest, his task in lighting the menorah. Now, the Jewish menorah had certain facets to it that were symbolic of Israel, but symbolic of our attachment to God. One was that there was one of the candles, so to speak, or one of the wicks, was called the Ner HaMarovi, the westernmost candle. There's a disagreement amongst the rabbis whether it means the first candle on the west side, because there were seven, so there was one in the middle and three on each side, whether it means the first of the westernmost candles, closest to the center one, or whether it means the extreme one on the side. But anyway, there was this candle that was called the Ner HaMaravi, the western candle, and the western candle miraculously burned all time. It was never extinguished. And from the flame of the western candle, the priest lit the other candles in the morning when the menorah was lit. So that's a symbol of the fact that of the survival of the Jewish people, the fact that there's a candle that never goes out, and that even when the menorah was transported to Rome, and it's portrayed on the Arch of Titus, but the candle never went out. And that it is that candle which, in their mitzvah, the Torah Or, the candle is the observance of the commandments and the light of Torah, it is that candle which has preserved us, and that's the Ner HaMaravi. That's why we also, the symbolism of the Kotel HaMaravi, the western wall, the retaining wall of the temple compound in Jerusalem, it also is because of the fact that the symbol of the West is that eternity, survivability, and everything else may have been destroyed, but the Western Wall somehow throughout all the centuries has remained and stood. In our time, we've been privileged to uncover part of the Southern Wall as well, which lay underground for so many, many centuries. But the Western Wall is the holiest spot in Jerusalem for Jews. And so you have west and west, the candle and the wall. Now, the second thing that the menorah teaches us has to do with the fact that the menorah was lit in the daytime when you didn't need it. At nighttime, the Beit HaMikdash was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the daytime, they had windows where the light streamed in. And it was the building was built out of white marble, so it reflected light. So what do you need the candle for? What do you need the menorah for? And the Talmud itself says, "V'chi la'ora hu tzarech." What, God needs the light? Who needs the light? But, and here we have another insight into the Jewish way of looking at things, we do need the light. The light, because the menorah represents, again, Torah, it represents morality, it represents intangibles. So many times in life, you know, people say, well, what do you need it for, right? Or people say, well, I'm a good person without it. Or it's not relevant to me anymore, whatever people say. Because they think they can get along with the natural light, with the light that society gives us. And the Torah came to teach us that we always need the menorah. That no matter how light it is, it's the light of the menorah that carries us through. It's the light of tradition, the light of observance, the light of having a connection with our past and a vision of our destiny. That's the light that pushes us. And therefore, that's why it says, Behalotcha et aneirot, and that's the name of the parsha. When you uplift the candles, it's not enough to light them. You have to lift them. You have to see the symbolic value. So that not only are the candles and the menorah lifted, but the people are also lifted by it. We're raised by it into being a special and unique and holy community that can help others and be an inspiration to others in the world.
And tell me very quickly some of the idea of light, how Judaism practices the use of light in our day.
Well, in our first of all, we have candle lighting every Friday night, which is, brings light into the home. It's the symbol of peace, domestic bliss. We have the lights of Hanukkah, which are the symbol of the survival of the Jewish people and the miraculous survival that even if you don't have enough oil, somehow the lamp will burn. And in Yom Kippur, the tradition is to light every light in the synagogue and in the house, that it should be full of light, because again, that's the symbol of holiness. And the great synagogue in Amsterdam, the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue in Amsterdam, the central chandelier has 613 candle holders.
Representative
of the 613 commandments. And they only light it for Yom Kippur.
That sounds beautiful.
And that was always the symbol of light. The prophet said to us, Or lagoyim netaticha, I have made you a light unto the nations. Right? Our job is always light. And the rabbi said, Ma'at min or, a little light dispels a great deal of darkness. So we have to try and be people of the light and not people who snuff out light.
Once again, Rabbi Wein, thank you for sharing and shedding some light on the Parsha of the Week.